Let us start from the Mishnah on Kuf Chav Dalad Amid Beis. Kuyas Hameis. Kuyas Hameis means a etzem of Hameis. The Kuyas Amugdoshim, and we have an etzem of Mugdoshim, of Koshim, which were either Pigul or Naiso. Hanegeya behen, if a person will touch these atomes, akuyas hameis, or akuya, an etzem of mukdoshim of pigul v'naisa, he touches the etzem of pigul v'naisa. Hanegeya behen, a person touches them, bein stumim, bein nikuvim. It is irrelevant if these atomes are completely sealed or there is a hole in them. Tame, he is Tame. Let us devour see Rashi. Kuyas Hameis, Tame. Da etzem kisoira bemeis metame bemaga bemaso. An etzem kisoira is metame bemaga bemaso. So memela, this aloche is a poshet aloche. Kuyas Hameis anegeya behen is Tame. Because the anetzem is metame. Kedersiv oy be'etzem odom, an etzem of a mace is metame b'maga. V'kuyas hamukdoshim, an etzem of kochim. Tarashi explains. B'meseches psochim tanan, we learned a mishne in psochim, ha'pigul v'hanoisel mitamim es hayadayim. Chazal made a gzeiro, that if someone touches pigul or noisel, so it's metamim es hayadayim. So it is metamim the yadayim. And the reason why it's metamim, this is a drabona de getume, the gozru buhu rabonon, the rabonon wa gozer tumanet, mishum chashde kohune va'atle kohune. That means a koyin could be choshu to be mefagla kohum. It seems from the etzem isa, that some avle that would not be a deterrent, but if it's metame yodov, that is a deterrent. They're very nizer in tuma betare, bizman abayis. So memele, by saying that if it's pigle, it'll be metame yodov, this would be a deterrent. And the same thing, atzle kohunim, that they wouldn't be nizer in making sure it shouldn't be boli de noiso. But if we say that Noisos Metamis Yadayim, so that would motivate them to make sure that the Kolm should not become Noisos. Now, so this is speaking about that they were Geyser Tume and Besar Noisos or Besar Pigul. The Gozru Af Ba'atzomois Sheshimshu Noisos. Atzomis that were mishamish noiso, that means, let us say, that inside the atzomis there's moyach that became noiso. So memele, these atzomis have a haloche of noiso, and just like noiso is metame, so the atzomis sheshimshu noiso is also metame. So that is pshat v'kuyas hamukdoshim, you have atzomis that have moyach of kochim, which are either pigul or noiso. So memele, since these atzomis were mishamish noiso, so they have hilchis noiso, and they're also metames yadayim. Is anegeya behen bein stumim bein nikuvim. It is irrelevant, say, if there is a nekev in the etzem, say, there's no nekev in the etzem. The negiye in the etzem is metame. Kuyas nevela. What if you had a bone of a nevela? The kuyas hasheretz. And let us just say, for practical purposes, we're speaking about that there's moyach in this kuya, in this etzem. The kuyas hasheretz. Hanoigeya vahem stumim. Now, if a person will touch this etzem that has moyach shel nevela inside of it. So we have to realize as follows. Besar nevela is metame. The moyach in an etzem also is a din of besar nevela, is also metame. Atzmois nevela are not metame. Atzmois boso, voloi atzmoni bloso, voloi batzom. So we have over here a kulya, a bone with moyach inside of it. Hanageya bohem stumim, he touches the bone. There is no hole in the bone, it is a solid bone. Tohirim, so the nageya is toil. Now let us see what Rashi says. Nevela ein atzmoiseo mitamim. The atzomis of a nevela not metame dechsiv b'nevloso, and again b'nevloso, that means the b'sara nevela, v'loi b'atzomis. V'chein sheretz, and the same thing is also, the b'sar ha-sheretz is metame, atzomis of a sheretz are not metame, hilkach. Stumim tohirem. If the atzomis are completely sealed, there's no hole in that summit. Toirim. So, b'maged is not metame, because that summit are not metame. I didn't touch the moyach shebeseicha summit. Now Rashi continues, af miletame b'masim, it is not metame b'masim, masa lochoire. You don't have to touch the moyach. As long as I'm carrying the moyach, it should be metame by a nevela. We'll see later in the Mishnah that whatever is metame b'mage is metame b'mase. Whatever is not metame b'mage is not metame b'mase. So since the atzomis of a nevela are not metame b'mage, because I did not touch the moyach, so the moyach is not metame b'mase. V'choshkein mage, mage zichena metame, the yevsheloi liga, because if it's a tzomeis, stumeis, so he didn't touch the moyach sheba tzomeis, there's no tumis mage. V'chrashi, v'af al gav, the shemer, machnis umoitzi tume. V'chrashi, what is the problem? I didn't touch the moyach, but I touched the etzem. And the etzem is a shomer on the moyach. And we learned in the beginning of Oel V'Aroitev that a shomer is moitzi tumeh. So why is he tumeh atzmage? V'avagav the shomer machnis umoitzi tumeh. Hani mili b'dovol she'evsha liga b'tuma atzmo. This halacha, and we learned this out, this is what this halacha, which Chash is going to say, we learned this out from a pasuk. This halacha that a shomer is moitzi tume, ani mili b'dovol she'evsha liga b'tuma atzmo. That means if the tume is situated in an oifen that I could touch the tume, is then the halacha is v'afilu leinoga bo ela b'shoimer tome. Afilu, I did not touch the tume, I touched the shoimer, I'm also tome. For example, I have a oyer, and attached to the oyer is a kezayis of b'sar nevela. And I touch the oyer, I don't touch the b'sar nevela, but I could touch the b'sar nevela. The b'sar nevela is efshaliga boy. So the din is, then the din is a shomer is moitzi tumeh. After I didn't touch the b'sar nevela, I touched the shomer of the b'sar nevela, I'm also tumeh. But if the shomer is a kulyas stuma, the shomer is a bone, that it is completely sealed, that it is impossible for me to touch the moyach, so it is impossible to touch the tumeh, then a shomer is not moitzi the tumeh. We learned this out from a posik, so we don't have to try to be mavayel the sibah of the loch is. That's what Rashi says. V'afol gav the shayma machnis umaytzi tume. Hani mili bedovo she'efsha liga betuma atzma. If it is possible to touch the tumah, then the halach is v'afilu lei naga, v'afilu he did not touch the tumah, le b'shema, is also tumah. The shema is maitzi yes ha-tumah. Avol heiche di iyev sheliga v'tumah atzma. But if it is impossible to touch the tumah, ain't shema metameh. So memeila, this is this first halacha, kuyas nevele v'kuyas hasheres, that the only dover hametameh is the moyach shebesoicha kuyah, the kuyah and etzim of a nevela, an etzim of a sheres is not metameh, is an egeya bohem stumim, so if a person touches the kuyah, the etzim, so he did not, it's toirim, so they're toir, because there's no din shema by there's no din shema by atume sheyav sheliga boy nikuvin kolshu. But what if there is a minute hole in the etzem? Is metame b'magen? So then, if I touch the etzem, so I become tame. Why? So let us see Rashi. Nekuvim kolshu, there is a minute hole in the etzem. Afilu kechut ha-sayro. It is a minute hole that al koponim, a hair could go through this hole. She'efshel lahaknis boy chut ha-sayro shel roishoy oizekonoy. He could be, the hole is large enough that a saira of his could, he could be machnis, a saira of his through the hole, and the saira would touch the moyach in the etzem, so then it's efshe liga betume. Then it's efshe liga betume. So then if he touched the etzem, so then the etzem is metame al shema. A shema is mitzi yes atume. So that is what the Mishnah is saying. We have a klal, a shema is only maitzi tume if it is possible to be negeya betume. So if the shema is, has a neck of koshu, afilu kachut ha-sayra, shef shalach nizbachut ha-sayra, shal roisha, is a konay, bremitami bekach kedalekamon, so then the etzem is also metame. Anegeya v'nukum koshu metame b'mage. Minayin sha'af b'mase, that is metame b'mase also. Tamad loima anegeya v'hanoise. Eshe bolech lau mago, bolech lau maso. So that means to hear the Chai, the Mishnah is saying that the first thing we said, that stumim is not metame, it not only it's not metame b'mage, it's not metame b'mase also. Eshe bo lechlal mage, bo lechlal masa, loy bo lechlal mage, loy bo lechlal masa. So we have here, we're speaking about four different types of atzomis. Atzomis of a mace, atzomis of pigul v'noiso, and here the Mishnah did not differentiate if there's a nekiv in that atzomis, if there's no nekiv in that atzomis. Here the halacha is, the etzem ha-meis is metameh, the some meilah, so I don't have to worry about the moyach shebesoichoi, the etzem ha-meis is metameh, the etzem of ha-meis is metameh, or the etzem of noiser, since it's mesham shein noiser, it's also metameh. So there, I do not have no problems of being able to be noigeya in the moyach shebesoichoi etzem. Mashain came by the next two halachas in the Mishnah was speaking about an etzem of an avela or of a sheretz. There the etzem is not metameh. Then so the only dover hametameh is the moyach shebesoichoi. So now we have a loch, that a shema can only be metameh v'tzav sheliga b'boso. Then the shema can be metameh. So if there's a nekev in the etzem, so tzav sheliga b'moyach shebesoichoi ayidei saroi. So then the etzem will be metame b'mage. If it's stumim, so memele, so then it's tzav sheliga b'moyach shebesoichoi. So then the etzem is not metam. That is the crux of the Mishnah. Zot the Gemara, noigeya in avul mahuloi. The Mishnah says, kuyas ameis anoigeya behem. Davke, if you touch the etzem, then you're tamei. Avul mahuloi. But if he's mahil over the etzem, he didn't touch it, it was just mahil over the etzem. So then the din is that he's not tamei. Frag the Gemara, hechi dovi. So what is the case of the Mishnah? Ide ika kizayis boso. If there is a kizayis boso attached to the etzem from the outside, is boyil nami letame. So then it should be metame boyil also. Why does the Mishnah say davke hanegeya behem? It should be metame boyil also. The lack of kizayis boso. So my answer is the lack of kizayis boso. No, we're speaking about a bone that does not have any boso attached with it. Like the Gemara, fine. But the idik kizayis moyach bebefnim. If there's a kizayis of moyach of marrow inside the boso, is tume vaykas boil, boil nami letame. So it's vaytishva. Why does it say hanoigeya behem? Tavke, if you touch the etzem, afilu, you don't touch the etzem. But if there's moyach in the etzem, in a kezayis, min ameses metama bo'oyil, so tume boikas bo'oyil, is bo'oyil nami letame, so should be metama afilu, you don't touch it. Zuk te gemore, anekimte. The leke kizayis moyach bifnim. No. The Mishnah is speaking about that there's no kizayis moyach bifnim. Let us see Rashi. V'idike kizayis moyach bifnim. Tuma baikas voila. It's tumas baikas voila. Kushi. Amai ein metame boil. Why isn't it metame boil? Harei ein lo chalal tefach. There's no chalal tefach. The kaimalon bebrochis kol cholo she'ein boi tefach einoi choytzitz bifnei hameis kol cholo she'ein boi tefach einoi choytzitz bifnei hameis. Now let us just explain this Rashi for 2 minutes. The Gemara is asking a kasha. The Gemara is asking a question as follows. That if there is moyach in the etzem, if there is moyach in the etzem, so memele, there's a kizayis of moyach in the etzem, so this kizayis should be metame ba'oil. The kizayis should be metame ba'oil, because a kizayis of besar ameis is metame ba'oil. So Rashi had a problem, but the etzem l'chayre should be chaytzitz bifnei atume. That means if you have a kizayis and there's an oil tefach over it, so the tume can only go till the oil. It won't go over the oil. So what's the Gemara's kasha? What is the Gemara's kasha? That should be metame ba'oil also. The etzem is chaytzitz bifnei atum. Zot Rashi, that's not if you have an oil tefach. If there's a tefach, there's an oil of a tefach between the besar hameis and the oil, so then the oil is chaytzitz bifnei atum. But here we're talking about a bone, and the bone alone does not have, there's no oil tefach in the bone. So that is called a tumah ritzutze. That means there is no revach in the etzem that could create an oil that will be choitzes with neya tumah. We have here the tumah and right over it is the etzem. So then the tumah is baikas voilet. Then the tumah will go through the etzem. So that was Shad the Gemara's Kasha. It says in the Mishnah, Kuyas Hameis. It's this bone of a mace is only metame b'maginat boil. So the Gemara asks if there's a kezayis of moyach in this etzem, so it should be metame boil also. And the etzem cannot be an oil chaytis because no peseyach tefer. So I heard a horror and I found the Nachle Dvash asks the Sor, and he blives by a Tzorachim. Let's just mention the horror. The halacha that an oil, when there is an oil tefach, that it is chaytis bifnei atume, that is dafke if the oil is not a dover hamekabel tum. So then it's choytzitz bifnei atum. So if you have a kezayis of a mace here, and you have oil on top of it, and the oil is not mekabel tum, so then the din is the tum goes till the oil, and the oil blocks the tum from going further. But if you have an oil that's mekabel tum, or here we're talking about an etzem hamace, which is mamish, a chetzav tum, it's metame, so there's no denial chaytzitz. It's not chaytzitz at all. So memela, why does Rashi have to say a shtik teure? Rashi says, the more is, if there's a kezayis of moyach in the etzem, so it should be metame boil. So Rashi says, but it's let the oil be chaytzitz, let the etzem be chaytzitz. Rashi says, no, there's no tefer. So yes, definitely there would be a tefer. We are talking about an etzem hamayis. And that's the mamais is metame. A dover that's metame is not choytzitz bifnei atume. So he brings down this kemat hanof in the Mishnah in Neiholis that says like this perchit gimel Mishnah hey that etzim kisoyr is not choytzitz because it's metame. So this is a shtikel ha'or on Rashi. Later we'll see the same ha'or that achayinim ask on Taisvis also. We didn't learn Taisvis, you have a look upon him. Anyway. So, the Gemara had two problems with the Mishnah. With an Akimte. That means, if the Mishnah is speaking about that there's a Kezayis Bosor attached to the Etzem, so let it be metame boil. A kezayis bosel is metame boil. So most of there's no kezayis bosel. Then the second problem was if there's a kezayis of moyach in the etzem, so let the kezayis of moyach be metame boil. Why does it say hanegeya boitam? So the Gemara says the leke kezayis moyach bifti. Fine. So we made a kimtis. There's no kezayis of bosel mibachutz. There's no kezayis of moyach bifnim. So Mamela, now so that the etzem is metame. Now, before we go further, let us just give a shtikel akdama to appreciate the next kasha of the Gemara. The halacha is that etzem kisoyre is metame b'mage u'b'mase, but not boil. That's what Rashi, that's the halacha. Bosor is metame boil. An aver of a mace is metame ba'oil. Now, what constitutes an aver? An aver is something that's not only an etzim, it's stomach. An aver has bosor also. An aver that has, that has tzomeis and bosor, an aver is metame. Afilu, there's no shear, neighbor's metama boil, a neighbor's metama boil. So now, the Gemara has a new problem over here. Now let's just go further. The Gemara says like this, V'moyach mibifnim mala arucha mibachutz, eva ma'al yehi v'oil nami letame. So the Gemara is clearing now. We'll see this, there's a machloikis, a meroim, in the Metzias Hadvorim. If you have a bone with marrow, and this bone with marrow is in the behemoth, and it's an aver, this bosso, and for some reason the bosso was shaven off, there's no bosso on it anymore. But the marrow in the bone is this bekoyach to rejuvenate this bone that basa should grow on it again. Now, we'll see there's a shayla in this. A moyach shebe'etzen is this bekoyach to make that basa should grow back on it. Yes or no? We'll see there's a machlekes in this. So now, but if we will say for 1 minute, that it is bekoyach to make basa grow back on it. So now this bone has a shame eva. This bone is an eva, it's not an etzem anymore. An eva is metama bo'oyim. So memela, we're still pondering on the etzem of our Mishnah. The etzem of our Mishnah, it says it's metama b'magid. So the Gemara had a problem. If this bone with marrow, and we'll see with Rashi and Merde Kechidish, but this bone with marrow, there's no kizayis of marrow, but this bone is bekoyach to make that basal should grow back on it, so this bone is a shame eva. And if this bone is a shame eva, a neighbor is metama boyo. So we still have a problem with our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Kulyas Amesis Metamba Bimage in not boil. So the Gemara is a problem. Why isn't it Metamba boil? It's an Eva. Even though there's no Basar on it, but since it is a potential to grow Basar on it, has a shame Eva already, and it should be Metamba. So that's the Gemara's kash. Let us see, just like in the Vedic and the Gemara. V'mayach mibifnim. If there's marrow inside the bone, and the mayach mibifnim male aruche mibachutz is capable of making that basal should grow on this bone mibachutz, so then this bone is a potential evil. Is Eva Ma'alye. So, I feel that there's no kezayis of Moyach. You told me there's no kezayis of Moyach, so the Moyach can't be Metama Boyal. But let it be Metama al-Seva. Eva Ma'alye is Boyal Nami Litame. Omar Rav Yehuda Bereide Rabbi Chiye Sois Oimeres Moyach Befnim Einimal Aruchem Ibachutz. The marrow that's inside the bone is not capable of making that basar should grow on it. So memela, so if there's basar on it, there's basar. If there's no basar, it loses the shame eva. The eva is not if the boyach can make it grow back, the basar can grow back. So here's a shame eva, and I feel it before the basar grew back. This is a potential eva. This is an eva already. But if there's no basar on it, and the basar will never grow back, so it's not a neighbor. So Omar Rav Yehuda Bereide Rav Chiye Sois Oimeres Moyach Befnim Einimal Aruchem Mibachutz. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Let us see Rashi. Ve'i kesova moyach shebefnim, the marrow that's inside the bone, mala aruche lebasar mibachutz. Then, if that is true, Sarashi says, Amir de Kizach, Af al Gav, the Leka Moyach, I have a bone now, we're speaking about a bone of a mace, and there's no Moyach whatsoever. Hoyo, Ube Mechuba Lechai, when it was alive, Soif Ha Moyach Lovoy, that means when the person was alive, so the Moyach would re-enter the bone, Sarashi says, we see this, Sharei Pomim, Shamoyach Kulei Kola, we can have a bone, that there's no marrow whatsoever in the bone, V'chayzer, and the marrow comes back to the bone. If you have a bone that's in a human being, and there's no marrow there, the marrow will come back into the bone. And if it will come back, Vayidei ha-moyach, godol ha-bosa mila-maila. And if we will say that with moyach, the boso will grow back in Cain. So the Gemara is the kasha beloy. So then I'm back with my kasha beloy boso or beloy moyach. Choshev evel kol etzem cholu. So that means every bone, even though now it's alo, I'm stuck with this Mishnah. I'm stuck with this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, I touched the bone of a mace. It's only metame b'mage and not ba'oyel. If I say that moyach is capable of rejuvenating a bone to be, to that basar should grow on it, so it is now an aver. Even though now I have a hollow bone, and the person's dead, nothing's going to come back into this bone. But af al pikein, this has a shame aver. Usnan, hayvorim ein lam shir, afil upochis mikazayis mina meis, upochis mikadash mina sheret, there's no shir whatsoever. And Eva is metame boil. So memele, so it's very schwer the Mishnah. So Amar Yudah Berei the Rav Chiyah, he said Meres, Kosova ein moyach shebefnim ma'al arucha lebosa mibuchutz. So memele, the moyach cannot make that bosa should grow. V'hocha oil v'leka bosa. Here we're speaking about a bone that there's no bosa attached to it. So if the bone would still be in the person when he was alive, its bosa would never grow back. So it's not called an Adam. So that is, we went through Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kulyas Hamesis Metame Bemage. The Gemara had a problem. Why isn't it metama ba'oil? There were three potentials that should be metama ba'oil. If there's a kesayis bosar on it, so the kesayis bosar should be metama ba'oil. Most of there's no kesayis bosar on it. If there's a kesayis of moich inside of it, let the kesayis of moich be metama ba'oil. Most of there's no kesayis moich inside of it. But the Gemara, I feel that there's nothing inside of it, but if moyach is capable of rejuvenating the basar on it, so it should have now a shame eva, because it never lost the shame eva. So Mo says the moyach does not rejuvenate. So now we understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah says it's only mitama b'mage, and we understand this because there's no boso, there's no kizayis moyach, and when moyach is bechlal not bekoyach to rejuvenate the etzem to become an eva. B'mayu kimte. So the Gemara says, okay, so he made an akimta, the Mishnah, I mean, the only way I understand the first bova of the Mishnah is we are speaking about that there's no kizayis moyach in the etzem, or else the moyach would be mitama boil. So, the leka kizayis. So that's, we're speaking about such a bone that there's no kizayis moyach. So let's go further in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you have a bone of pigul, you have a bone of noisa, so the bone, since it's mishamshei noisa, mishamshei pigul, it's also metame. Now I got news for you. Noisa is only metame when it's a kezayas. Pigul is only metame when it's a kezayas, or maybe more, but al kaponim, you need a shear to be metame. Now you just told me we're speaking about that there's no kizayis moyach in the bone. That's the first bone. We're talking about kuyis ameis, kuyis magdoshim. We're talking about bones. And we just figured out what kind of a bone we're speaking about. Kuyis ameis, we figured out we're speaking about a bone that doesn't have a kizayis of moyach. So now we have to learn the Mishnah accordingly. The kuyis magdoshim is also speaking about that. So what's the next bubble? So why is it metame? It's not misham shein noiser. Noiser is only metame if you have a kezayis of noiser. So memele, so the etzim is mishamish a kezayis of noiser. It's also metame. Fine, but you tell me there's no kezayis of noiser. Fine. And let's go further in the Mishnah. Visu kuyas nevele v'kuyas asheret. Ki nikvu amay metame. The Mishnah and Zephyr say kuyas nevele. That we said it's metame because if there's a hole in it, so you could be noigeya b'moyach shebesoichoi. So then the etzem is metame out shema. Ki nikva amay metame. So now the mission is very difficult to understand. So the Gemara answers holy kasha. These kashas are not fair. Reisha deleke kizayis. Say for Diki Kizai. Well, I'm making the kimtis. The Reish is speaking about there's no Kizaias of Moyach inside of it. So Memela, so that it's only Metame Bemage. And the Seif is speaking about that there is a Kizaias. So it's like the Gebore or Maike Mashmalon. So what is the Mishnah telling us? So I'm making a kimtis. Here it's Metame Bemage, not Boyal, because there's no Kizaias. There is metame and nevel is metame because there is a kizayis. I mean, what? Maika mashmalon. So the Gemara says no. Mili kamashmalon. We're talking about different cases, Taki, but each one is telling us specific halachas. Reish kamashmalon the moyach mibifnim ein nimala uche. The Reish is coming to tell us a halacha that it's not an eiver. Moyach mibifnim eini mala ruche. So that's why, so that's the chiddush of the reisha. Mukdoshim maika mashmalon, what is the chiddush of mukdoshim? We're there speaking about this akizayis of noiso, shimush noiso milsi. This, the second bov is coming to tell us that just like noiso is metames yadayim, Shimush noisa, an etzem that's mishamish noisa, is also metamas yedai. The Omar Mori Barabua, Omar Rab Yitzchok, Atzomeis Kotshim Sheshimshu noisa, metamimes yedai. Hoyu venasi bosis ludover also. So they're speaking about a different case, but tell me a chiddush then. Neveilo, the third bove, apogav the ike kezayis, So there's a kezai of nikve, ain't like nikve loy. It's coming to tell us that even though there's a kezai of nevele, a shomer is only moitzies atume if it's possible to be negeya bebosso. If it's impossible to negeya bebosso, so then a shomer is not moitzies atume. That's the letter C Rashi. The trashi hochi be mikdoshim amait meim. Alrei loishim shu naisa. Why are them at some is metame loishim shu naisa? They naisa be pochas mikizayis. Kasha number one. And then by nevela, if there's no kizayis of moich, ki nikva amait meim, amret ein shomrim mitstarfon letum achamure. That means you need zicha kezayis of nevela. Hashem is not mitzarev l'tumah chamura. We learned in the beginning of our baraita. So the Gemara says, no, they're talking about different cases. Reisha, the kuyas ameis, the leke kezayis. There's no kezayis. Lefikach ein, etame ba'oyo. Seif ha-mukdoshim, v'sheretz nevela, iki kezayis. Lefikach gavi mukdoshim, ike shir noiso. So there is a shir of noisa, ike shimush noisa, that means it's a kezayit, so there's a shimush noisa. The gabi nevela b'sheretz ike shir letame. Umay kamash malon, so what is the chiddush of the mission? Even the reisha like a kezayit, since the reisha is being out, there's no kezayit, v'chi akati loy shaminam, v'etzem kezayra metame b'mage v'loy b'oyu, l'kezayit nevela metame, so what is the Mishnah telling us? Sagmar says, no, mili mili, kol dobo, shoshonim ishnesena, shminen, taime, b'chol chad v'chad. Each bubba is telling us about Zunder Chiddish, Masha Herazeloi Heraze, each father is telling us about Zunder Chiddish. Shrei shashminam, midolaitim bo'oyu, akochok shamet minei, the mayor shebefnine, the mala ruchimi b'chutz. It's coming to tell us that that moyach is not bekoyach to be malaruch. The mala, if it's bekoyach to be malaruch, to make it rejuvenate, beinisbe, beilesbe, metame, then we'll be metame ba'oyol. So say there is moyach, say there's no moyach, it'll be metame ba'oyol. That's the chiddush of the reish. So the reish is God speaking about a case with this. No moich. If there'd be a kazayis of moich, then the moich would be metame. But it's telling us a chiddush that even though there's no moich, there still be a svar to say should be metame boyu, because it's the koich to rejuvenate. So it's coming to tell us no, it's not the koich to rejuvenate. That the moich is not the koich to be malaruche and the bosom ibachutz. So that's the chiddush of the first book. The chiddush of the second bovet, that they were speaking about, that there is a kezayis of noisam, it's coming to tell us shimush noisam milsi, kinoisar atzma. It's coming to tell us that shimush noisam has hilchus noisam. Bitzach lashminan dohochi hu. The mishnah is to tell us this, kinderam mori. Mishum, the bepsochim leitnam, this whole halachim, that noiser is metames yudayim leitnan ela hapigu b'hanoiser. That means the Mishnah Psochim that tells us that Chazal were metame psar pigul and noiser. That's after the bosa. Aval shimushoi leitnan. Something it was mishamish noiser is also metames yudayim. I don't have a Mishnah. It's bashminin masnisin. So our Mishnah is coming to tell us, Mishum Sheshimshu Kezayis Noisa, since the Etzem, it was Mishamish a Kezayis Noisa, Betama Philip Shistume, Lenoga Bamoya, even though he did not touch the Moya, he did not touch the Noisa. Tomei, Mishum Etzem, Sheshimish Esa Noisa. So it's telling us a Chiddush that Shimish Noisa is Metame. That's a Chiddush. Yizich is talking about that there's a kezayis of noisa, but akabonim, it's coming to tell us this halacha that shimish noisa is metam. And the sefer, if yes, takash, if it's a kezayis of nevela, no kezayis nevela is metam. So there's coming to tell us, loy nikvo loy, that if there's no hole in the etzem, and it's impossible to be negeya in the moyach sheba etzem, so then, the it's not metame. The beinin, the alt shoymer, it's not moitzia setume. The beinin, efsha liga, it is only metame if this, a shoymer is only maybe a setume if it's possible to touch the etzim tume. The beinin, efsha liga. The tiny tiny behegila, come on. The Gemara further is going to say the alimut. Period. So this is, but Al Kaponim, the way Rabbi Yehuda Berei Rav Chiya said Pshat, so our Mishnah is coming to tell us a halacha that Moyach Bifnim Eini Mala Ruchim Bibachot. It's telling us a Metzias that Moyach is not Bekoyach Lahalis Aruche, and the Mele, so it doesn't have a shame either. The minute the bosa was taken off, it loses the shame over, because it's not bekoyach to rejuvenate. Abaya omar, lo'oilam moyach bebefnim mala aruchim ibachutz. Abaya is chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda Berei Rabbi Chiya. He says it's not true. Moyach mebefnim is bekoyach lahalos aruchim ibachutz. V'hoche b'may askinon b'sheh shofar. We're speaking about that this bone, there was a cut, a slit in the bone, on the outside of the bone, on the circumference of the bone, the roichav of the bone, and because of this slit in the bone, so therefore the bone is not required to rejuvenate, because it will only sheshifa, that you made a slit in the bone, le'olka, if the slit is in the length of the bone, tmeya. So that means there is still a possibility for the bone to rejuvenate. It's not completely exposed. There's not one area that is completely exposed. The other side is not exposed. Le'rochba, but if the complete circumference of the bone in one place was slit completely, is ta'ira. So then it loses the shame eva, because then it lost the potential of rejuvenating. In that pshat the Mishnah, v'simonech diklo, and I'll bring you a simon of a dekel. A dekel, if the bark of the dekel, if in one place the circumference, the reichav of the dekel was peeled off, so then the dekel will dry out. If there's only a peeling of the dekel and the oirech of the dekel, so then it is possible for the sap to go up into the ilon, and the ilon will not dry up. Let us see Rashi. Let us see the Rashi. Abai oma lo ilon moyach malaruch. That means that what you said, that from the Mishnah we see that a moyach, after the boss was taken off, cannot become an Eber anymore. It's not true. Umasnisen b'sheshofa. What does shofa mean? Nosra b'magol. He made a slit with a magol, a besakin. Desu loy mala aruche. Now it's not mala aruche. B'hilkach. Kim in the leke kizayis moich the metama bohiyo. B'shum shir. Since the Mishnah is speaking about there's no kizayis of moyach, you asked Akash, but let it be Metame Mishameva, because in the matzav that it is now, it's a potential Eber. Or when it was Mechuba, it's speaking about a bone that was slit, and that is not, in such a matzav, it can never be an Eber anymore. So, Mekdoshim, Nevela Vishas Vlika Kizayit, Kidakimne. Abai just wants to say, but you derive from the Mishnah. You, Rav Yudah B'Reit Rabchi, derive from the Mishnah that a moyach is not mala aruch. I wish to disagree with you. Moyach is mala aruch, but the Mishnah is speaking about a bone that was, that there was a slit made in the bone that makes, and now the bone is not mala aruch. La'olka, if the slit was made in the length of the bone, nachshav shayabo ritzua shaloi shipa, that means on the other side of the slit, there is an area that's not exposed, t'meya, afila einbo, loibosa, v'loi moyach. The moyach shayhoya osid lovi bifnim malaruche, v'kivin dechvosei bebalei chayim malaruche, if it would be inside the baal chayim malaruche, ashtanami eibahu, but if you have a slit in the reichem, in the circumference of the bone, in one place there's a slit all around, so then this bone is not, so there's one area in the bone which is completely exposed, so then it's not prepared to rejuvenate anymore. And you want to see the chilek dekel, by a dekel, a palm tree, im tito mimeno ritzue saviv. If you'll take a ritzue in one place, on the circumference, in one place of the trunk, humis yabesh, so then the dekel is going to dry up. Shaloi hinachto derech lesorof lalish minakalka lamailo mimokim shenikla. The sorof, the sap which goes from underneath the ground, will not be able to go up. When it comes to this area that it's exposed now to the elements, So it won't go up further, so it's going to dry up. Ve'im tikla taklifenu la'olkoi, ve'tishayir tzidei echot, yeshtech l'sorof la'olois. So ba'etzem the akimt of the Mishnah Bai agrees with Rav Yehuda, but that what Rav Yehuda, Reid Rav Chiya, came to a conclusion that it's yepshe l'halei saruchem, that Abaye is chaylik anemi.